This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lipscomb will inbound it and the clock will run out. Liberty is the 2019 A-Sun Champions.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What a moment. Alan York captures it on the Liberty Flame Sports Network. Love those automatic bids. Love the schools that never take it for granted. And that certainly is Liberty. It's first year in the Atlantic Sun. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. Our annual show following Selection Sunday. We've had some really great guests, and we're pleased to welcome Richie McKay, the head coach of the Liberty Flames. And coach, it's this time of the year where there's not a whole lot of uniformity. Some teams just finished winning their conference championships or just finished. You guys have had some time, in fact, a week off since winning the A-Sun. So I'm really interested in what you did with your team during this downtime before now the tournament starts to amp up.
Yeah, great question, Amy. First of all, the anxiousness of waiting for the opponent and who you're going to play was agonizing. Like I think I looked at 45 different brackets, and and after about opponent number 22, different opponent number two, I just said, the heck with it. I think I'm just going to wait until Sunday. But as far as our guys are concerned, you know, it fell for we had a week off with the spring break. Our guys didn't have class, so we thought it would be good to kind of adopt a little bit of the Greg Popovich theory. Whenever they had an extended amount of time off, they would go one day on, one day off. Well, we gave them three of the first days off, and then we practiced every other day for the next couple. So we only practiced probably three times in the last seven, but they didn't have class. And at Liberty, you have to do this Christian service thing that you have to get a certain amount of hours. So our guys kind of got a chance to plug in, do some clinics, visited some underprivileged kids, and really got to invest and pour into other people, which is what's the neatest thing about our guys. This is a phenomenal collection of young men, Amy, and I get the privilege to do life with them every day.
That's awesome, and what a reward to make the NCAA tournament. But as a coach, how much concern is there about now going nearly another week before you play on Friday?
Yeah, I think the time off came at a good place in our season because we needed to get our bodies refreshed a little bit. But now on the back end of this and not playing until Friday against a really good Mississippi State team, I think there is some angst that, hey, we're not going to be as sharp as we were the way we finished the season. However, we have a mature group, and I think we'll be invested in the cause, excited to be there. So I'm not overly concerned with it. I do think the way we come out in the first five or so minutes are important to the game. But this group has been pretty resilient, and they've shown a bit of maturation in some of the challenges that we've had throughout the year. So I'm excited about the way we come out, and hopefully the time off is good, but not it hasn't been too much so that we don't have too much rust to shake off.
You tie a school record with 28 victories. You win the Atlantic Sun the first year that you're in the conference, earning the program's fourth ever NCAA tournament bid. Coach, how much does this mean to you as a guy who left and worked under Tony Bennett at UVA for several years? I look forward to hearing more about that. But you came back for moments like this.
Yeah, Amy, great question. I've been asked that a lot. I never left Liberty the first time for what Liberty wasn't. I left it because of my longtime affinity for Dick Bennett, who's Tony Bennett's dad. And he's a mentor of mine, and it wasn't his. And Tony and I were really good friends. So the opportunity to go and serve instead of being served, because I think when you're a head coach, you just constantly are on the go thinking about you're all consumed. And I needed some mind space to get back. And so it was a blessing to go work for Coach, but having a chance when I left, I never thought I'd have an opportunity to come back because we had won 23 games and people were a little frustrated. But to have the opportunity to come back was an absolute blessing. And to get a 12 seed, Amy, from the A-Sun, the Atlantic Sun Conference in the NCAA tournament, it speaks to the quality of the league, number one, but the accomplishment that our guys have made.
We're spending a few minutes with head coach Richie McKay of the Liberty Flames, the 12 seed in the East Region, fourth tournament appearance in program history. Coach, I don't know that there are many people that I admire more in college basketball than Tony Bennett. You mentioned his dad, but you spent 6 years with Coach at UVA on his staff. What did you take away from that time? What did you learn from him?
Well, you and I both. He's younger than me, but I certainly admire him. And I think this is his 14th season, Amy, in college basketball. And I think he's been National Coach of the Year in some poll in at least six of them. So it speaks to what quality of a coach he is. He's absolutely phenomenal. And but as good of a coach as he is, he's a better man. And I think the way he leads his life, his faith is obviously incredibly important to him. He walked in integrity, and he's got that, you know, he's a great looking guy that's got unbelievable hand-eye coordination. So everything he does, he wins at, like golf, tennis, table tennis. He's invincible in a lot of those games. So he's easy to hate from a competitive standpoint, but also easy to love because he's such a humble guy and so about the right stuff.
That's really cool. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone talk about Coach Bennett like that. Coach McKay of Liberty with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I've seen interviews with you, Coach, in which you've talked about that 13-game losing streak just 4 years ago. When you look back over this stretch now, what do you believe are the major factors in this incredible turnaround?
Yeah, another good question, Aime. You know, Coach Bennett Sr., Dick Bennett, said to Tony when he first got the Virginia job, and I was privy to some of those conversations, he said, the first thing you got to do is get guys you can lose with first. And I just thought that was a magnificent phrase, because what he meant by that was you had to have all in for the team guys. And Brad Stevens says it another way. He says you're either a great teammate and fully invested, or you're not. And I think for me, one of the things that we wanted to do was to make sure that we were committed to getting guys that were the right fit for our program, guys that wanted to be a part of a shared experience, a part of something bigger than themselves. And we were dogmatic from the onset that we were going to get our system in, the pack line defense, and we were going to try and play the right way offensively and recruit the right people. And I think the blessing for me is 4 years later, you know, we get the golden ticket, if you will. I do watch American Idol, and we're in the NCAA tournament. So not to say we've arrived, because I still think we're a work in progress, but certainly, again, to get the 12 seed in just our fourth year, I think it's a real privilege that all of us feel a deep sense of gratitude for.
So considering everything that went into it, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the time, what was that moment like a week ago, Coach, in Nashville? You beat Lipscomb. You earned the automatic bid. What was it like when all those emotions washed over you?
Yeah, the moment was it was fabulous, Amy. I'm telling you. And probably one of the reasons why, or what made it so neat, was the atmosphere, the stage that Allen Arena had. I think that's the name of their arena in Nashville at Lipscomb. It was tremendous. They had a sold out standing room only crowd. They're an unbelievable team. Like I was telling everyone that I knew, they're really worthy of at large consideration. I mean, I think they were that good. So to have a chance to win on their court with that kind of environment, it just showed the maturity of our group and the stick-to-itiveness I think they have in trying to pursue something great. Again, we haven't arrived, but I do think we're pursuing. And to see their faces, celebration, Amy, it was one of the reasons you coach. Again, that shared experience where guys are so thankful that throughout the journey to get there, they learned and appreciated the life lessons, and now that they've arrived, they know that it was not just because of them, but because of one another. again, adulation. It was an awesome experience.
Amazing story for the Liberty Flames and their head coach, Richie McKay, with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned their maturity, coach, and they're going to need all of that and then some as you go cross-country, national stage, the big spotlight, the 12-5 matchup against a Power 5 school in Mississippi State. How much do you expect them to have some nerves, some anxiety?
I'm sure it's everyone in our program's first time in the tournament that's not on the coaching staff. So I'm sure there'll be those nerves. That I'd be disappointed if there weren't nerves. But I also think that our group is, we challenged them a little bit in the non-conference. We played a couple SEC schools in Vandy and when they had Darius Garland in Alabama. And we also played UCLA and Georgetown. So we really tried to see if we couldn't invest in building a non-conference schedule that if indeed we were good in the conference tournament and good during the regular season in our own conference, that they would be prepared for an assignment like this. And although it remains to be seen, I do think the way that we got better throughout the season is a small indication of the hope that we have to be really competitive against, like you said, a really good Power 5 team that's got a Final Four coach and a really good program.
One of the things I enjoy doing when I talk to coaches, especially when I'm scouting for radio or TV, is to ask them for the ways they would describe their team. And so I don't want it to be my words. I want it to be in your words, coach. How would you describe your guys once they get out there and the ball tips off?
Great question, Amy. Is Coach Hallen listening? No, I'm just kidding. I think for me, having been with Tony Bennett, and being so fond of Coach Dick Bennett, I would hope to say that we're a defensive identity program. I don't think we're great every night, and you have to be great in order to have a special season. But I do think we're getting better, and I like the way we defend, especially when we're at our best. So that's first and foremost. And then offensively, we've got a balanced team. Anyone could score in double figures that plays for us, and we play nine guys. So I think it's an unselfish team that plays the right way, but also knows who we're not. And knowing who you're not sometimes is as important in the equation. So if we stay in our lane in San Jose, I think we'll have a chance to hopefully be competitive with the Bulldogs. But we do know it's an arduous task, but we're looking forward to it.
Oh, actually, I wanted to ask, what did Coach Bennett say to you this week about making the tournament?
He just congratulations, and he was excited for us. Yeah, he's really good like that. And I told them congratulations as well because I knew they were going to be a number one seed.
We always look forward to the 12-5 matchups. We'll see if the Liberty Flames can be one of the stories of the first round. Friday against the 5-seed Mississippi State in San Jose, Coach Richie McKay has got his guys into the tournament for the fourth time in school history. Coach, it's awesome to talk to you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
I just appreciate your witness, and you're a sports fanatic. I love that. Take care.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.